Maybe you haven't seen the photos that prove the moon landings were a hoax. Probably a little too busy sorting through the New York Times trying to figure out what stories are faux news and what are just editorials. I have trouble myself. My father sent me an email chain letter yesterday showing John McCain, the senator who ran for president, same one Trump said was no war hero in his book. Well, he wasn't a war hero after all, but a traitor as well. I'm not sure if NASA is now the enemy or not. I'm not even sure the moon even really exists or is just some Mylar balloon painted with phony baloney craters some alien race put up there to trick us into thinking celestial bodies orbit around us. And no, I don't know why they did it. I just know they maybe did it. They're aliens. How are we supposed to know what they're thinking? I can't even figure out what Kellyanne Conway is thinking. And wait, you think she might just be an alien? Logic kind of proves it, doesn't it? All my life I've been told the tides are driven by the moon's orbit. I accepted it without much question, and, well, maybe you did too. Third grade propaganda. No wonder Texas wants to rewrite those school books. Texans mostly don't have ties except around the Gulf, and those folks aren't really Texans. Not that I think they're aliens. Liberals, maybe, which kind of close. But I live next to the Puget Sound, and the tides come in and they go out. Twice a day. How the hell did they do it? And who was doing it? The aliens? Humans sure couldn't. Trump might think he can, but he can't. Nobody on this earth could do it. So that leaves, no, not Kellyanne. Well, maybe Kellyanne, but more likely the aliens. In league with the Russians? I don't know, but they might be. And if they might be, they probably are. Tomorrow, when my old man sends some new emails, I'll find out the truth. I sure hope my old man isn't one of the aliens, because that would mean a DNA test on me is going to be really, really embarrassing.